Welcome to today's encouragement from our Daily Bread. My name is Wynn Collier, and I wrote today's piece titled, The True Peacemaker. On December 30th, 1862, the U.S. Civil War raged. Union and Confederate troops camped 700 yards apart on opposing sides of Tennessee's Stones River. As they warmed themselves around campfires, Union soldiers picked up their fiddles and harmonicas and began playing Yankee Doodle. In reply, the Confederate soldiers offered Dixie. Remarkably, both sides joined for a finale, playing Home Sweet Home in unison. Sworn enemies shared music in the dark night, glimmers of an unimagined peace. The melodic truce was short-lived, however. The next morning, they put down their fiddles and picked up their rifles, and 24,645 soldiers died. Our human efforts to create peace inevitably wear thin. Hostilities cease in one place, only to ignite somewhere else. One relational dispute finds harmony, only to be embroiled in distress again months later. The scriptures tell us that God is our only trustworthy peacemaker. Jesus said it plainly in John 16:33, "In me, you have peace." We have peace in Jesus. While we participate in His peacemaking mission, it's God's reconciliation and renewal that makes real peace possible. Christ tells us that we can't escape conflict. In this world, we will have trouble, Jesus says. Strife abounds. But take heart, he adds, I have overcome the world. While our efforts often prove futile, our loving God makes peace in this fractious world. Today's scripture reading is from John chapter 16, verses 25 to 33. Though I have been speaking figuratively, a time is coming when I will no longer use this kind of language, but will tell you plainly about my Father. In that day, you will ask in my name. I'm not saying that I will ask the Father on your behalf. No, the Father himself loves you because you have loved me and have believed that I came from God. I came from the Father and entered the world. Now I am leaving the world and going back to the Father. Then Jesus' disciples said, Now you are speaking clearly and without figures of speech. Now we can see that you know all things and that you do not even need to have anyone ask you questions. This makes us believe that you came from God. Do you now believe? Jesus replied. A time is coming, and in fact has come, when you will be scattered, each to your own home. You will leave me all alone. Yet I am not alone, for my Father is with me. I have told you these things, so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world. Let's pray. Dear God, we need so much peace in our world. We're troubled everywhere. Please show us the way of peace. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Today's encouragement was provided by our Daily Bread Ministries.